my early time, I was only doing one a day. And it was definitely Dr. Nabarro who said, well, at your age, you need to have two. And so I started to have one at breakfast and one in the evening. And that was, I suppose, what I've done for most of my life until a year or so ago when I started having Lantus at night and the quick-acting insulin before meals, which, as you know, is the most wonderful, wonderful way of doing it because you're just like a normal person. You're having the insulin when you need it. But for a very long time, we had these two insulins, two injections a day. And for a very long time, also, they still were rather blunt instruments in that they were rather slow. Very slowly, they got better. But my impression is that it's only really in the last 5 years that they've become razor-sharp instruments for dealing with any kind of blood sugar problem that you've got. But anyway, going right back to it was Nabarro who got me onto two injections a day and the cortisone as well. And apart from the fact that I still had to sit down and psych myself up to pull the trigger. I was, that was how I lived, and that was very, and I was very well on that. Of course, not always well, but the periods of not being well, when people ask me, when did you last have a coma, I remember having a very bad attack in Oxford when my son was born in 75, when he was very young, perhaps was, 76 or seven. That was really when I last remember it. I think the answer to this is that I'm a fanatical tester. I am always testing. And I always know when something's going to happen before it happens, really. So I don't allow things to go wrong, and I've been lucky they don't go wrong.